This podcast is brought to you by Orbis Media. For everything media. You're never far. You're never alone. Orbis is always on the watch. Let's get back into the podcast, man. Let's get into the podcast. So I haven't potted in damn near 2 years, I believe. A year and a half. Because last time I potted was last year, and it was around the time XXX died, and I was in Panama, because my little brother had stem cell shots lined up for him. That shit was crazy. I was like, what the fuck, like, the hell, bro? How the fuck the X died? I was like, I couldn't even infatuate it because I was in a whole different place. News broke, and I was like, what the hell is this? I'm like, okay. Then I get back. Then right before I leave to the fucking airport, I got this dumbass text from my homie's current ex, saying, hey, man, stop flirting with me. Stop flirting. I'm like, who the fuck is this, bro? Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. The fuck is this bitch talking about? Yo, bitches be wild, like, mad crazy, bro. Dumb as fuck, too. Like, I don't know, that chick had some, like, weird shit going on where, you know, them bitches with the colored hair and shit? Chicks who colored their hair got, like, some type of, like, problems or some shit. And I'm dead ass. They got some type of, like, weird problems. Weird problems. That shit kind of funny to me, though. Hold up, just increasing the volumes. Sorry, it's podcast, audio only. It's increasing the volumes. Check. Okay. Yeah, and I was leaving to the airport in Panama, and, like, I get this whole text on my mind. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to go to Panama and chill. Like, what? Some Venezuelan, Panamanian, Colombian bitches. You heard me? Fuck this American hoes. You feel me? But I'm just joking. Yo, tell me how I made one podcast and I was fucking with this chick, right? And left that, like, she listened to my podcast, and, like, she got mad as hell at me, like, for something I said. Like, what? Well, I don't even know what I've been saying on this podcast, bro. I just made one episode. Imagine if I'm, like, on episode 33, bro. Like, what? I'm gonna say some shit that people gonna get mad at. They're just going, like, have to just take it. Yeah, but that shit was kind of crazy, though. It was my first time getting something in my podcast pointed out by someone who actually listens to it. I'm going to promote this podcast so hard. I'm going to talk about a lot of the salty motherfuckers out here. Yeah, but life's been good. You know, just been chilling. Juice WRLD died. Who else died? Damn, a lot of motherfuckers passed away. Nipsey Hussle died. Damn, that's kind of crazy. But then again, we know this. People don't want to come to terms with it, but there's a whole conspiracy thing going on. I even hate the word conspiracy because it's a term that has been coined by the U.S. government. Well, people in the U.S. government to distract from the original plan. So it makes the people, like, how they disinformation, the whole UFO alien thing. The whole UFO alien thing has so much disinformation in it that these motherfuckers added paranormal. When people say paranormal, it's fucking... There's people always say aliens. Aliens are not paranormal. Well, I guess... I don't know. Paranormal to me means like poltergeist, ghost, shit you can't see. You can see a fucking alien. That's obvious. You can see a fucking alien. You cannot see a poltergeist. You cannot see a ghost unless it's gathering enough energy to become something. Even though I don't believe in ghosts. Demons are paranormal. I think all that shit to me, I've never... the only thing I probably believe in is demons or something that could possess people, because when I used to live in Africa, I used to see that shit. I feel like I saw that shit once. But then again, motherfuckers might be demons. Motherfuckers say they be battling demons. Motherfuckers be battling crack or, like, pills and perks and all that shit. Yeah, nigga, that's your demons. What are you talking about? Demons. But I love like paranormal shit. I'm a big fan of Supernatural. Big fan. Been watching them since they came out with a pilot. Really big fan of that. And nothing's been popping lately. Nothing at all. It's about to be the end of the fucking year, people. It's about to be the end of the year. How is everyone doing, baby? Yeah, baby, yeah. That shit's kind of crazy. 2020. Ooh, do I want to talk politics, though? Do I give a fuck? Okay, this is my opinion. There's a whole... Okay, I'm going to go... Okay, this is going to be... Last episode was the P conspiracy, bruh. Or the PC conspiracy. But there's a whole game that's being played. A whole game that's being played. So it's all about getting money, bro. You get the money, you make the bank, and you get the power. Get the power, you get the respect. You get the respect, you get the honeys. No. Ooh, dude, that reminds me of, there was this, if you guys ever watched the movie called The Mac, M-A-C-K, it's about, like, this whole pimp, like, the whole pimp game and all that shit, like, the hustling game, player game, how to be a player, and, this dude is, like, damn, what was that line? Oh, shit. Oh, no. There he goes. You niggas worry about the honeys. I'm gonna worry about the monies. That shit was so true, because a lot of you niggas be out there just worrying about these honeys. Now, I mean, y'all niggas gonna get your motherfucking paper up, cuz. Get that motherfucking. Oh, yeah, it's called the Mac Keep a Bitch Broke. The Mac Keep a Bitch Broke.
How old are you, Will?
How old do you think?
Oh, about 40.
Happened to be 18.
No, man, all bitches are the same, just like my hoes, you know? I keep them broke. Wake up one morning with some money to set you to go crazy, you know? I keep them looking good, pretty, and all that, you know, but no dough. When I get a bitch, I got a bitch. Right on. Remember that Mac the Bear? Yeah. Try to steal one of my bitches. Yeah, I called him up on telephone. I said, hey, man, come on over the pad and let's rap a taste on it, you know? So when he comes over, I told her to give him a little taste, because she sure as shit wasn't getting none from me. See, that nigga wanted the honey. All he wants is the money.
Man, I was out on the street driving, you know, checking on my game, and yeah, I ran into
the back of the movie is such a good movie. It reminds me of, like, what is it, Harlem Nights? With, I believe, Harlem Nights? I might fucking go and I better fact check this shit. Harlem Nights? Yeah, Harlem Nights with fucking Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. I think Arsenio was in there, too. Yeah, Arsenio was in there. That movie was really good. Harlem Nights is that shit. If you have not watch Harlem Night. What you doing? What you doing with your life? You know? Capiche? You go pop the tape in. pop the taping and go watch Harlem Nights. Capiche? I don't know, man. Lately, it's been kind of, I don't know if it's crazy in the media or not. Look at his big dumb ass, bro. Like, this man did not stop. This man did not stop at all. He did not stop. He would have, my bad. I'm podcasting at work, right? And this nigga was literally about to hop out the whip and fall out that bitch, bro. Literally about to fall out that bitch. That was funny as hell. He was motherfucking eat that. My bad. But anyways, damn, shorty got her ass out, bro. Like, this is too much of a distraction to have a podcast. Look at this thirsty ass nigga right here, looking. Opens up a cigarette, starts smoking, looking. Big body ass. Oh, that's not even a cigarette. That's even worse. That's a vape. Fucking hate vapors, bro. Vaping, dude. You vape? I vape. Dead. Fucking maricón. Nothing's been happening lately in the fucking media. Well, that's gonna say nothing, but nothing big. They announced the UFO sighting thing. What the fuck? Eminem and Eminem and the one battle, MGK battle. And what's the Nick Cannon? I don't really give a fuck about. Honestly, I do not care about any of that shit at all. Like, at all. No, man. 2020 is about to come up. I think I'm gonna start doing a lot more potting, but this shit's kind of hard when you do it alone. I don't know how Chris D'Elia does that. That dude's a fucking idiot. That dude's kind of, this is a psycho, bro. That dude said it. I'm a black Chris D'Elia, baby. Instagram, why do people always got always shit on Instagram? Instagram is Instagram, whether it's bad or not. It's just the people there. People are toxic. I want people just come to terms with people are toxic. And people are sensitive. People are sensitive. Then they're toxic. So they want to be toxic to people. But they can't take the sensitive thing. They can't take the toxicness that they receive from other people. Because they themselves are sensitive. But, you know, whatever. I mean, and they deleted NLE's Chopper's Instagram. That's what I always tell people, dude. You know how many people put so much energy in this Instagram social media shit. I'm like, yo, y'all create your own. Like, I love what the Nelk boys from Canada. The Nelk boys who do all those fucking pranks, go around the world and just, like, do shit. Those guys are smart. The only step that they have to take now is creating their own app. Now, I'm not sure if they have their own app. Let me search. Because Nelk boys, they created their own website. Because YouTube, now they don't have their own app. Because YouTube was not, they didn't invite them to the Stream Awards, YouTube Stream Awards, they didn't invite them to, like, because they become so successful, whilst breaking a lot in damn near every YouTube restriction, and they still got back because the people demanded for them. Because it's the Nelk Boys. Who doesn't want to watch the Nelk Boys? Nelk Boys are fucking hilarious. They're okay sometimes. Not fucking hilarious. They're okay, but I think Nelk Boys are our modern day Jackass. Our modern day Jackass crew. Yeah. It's kind of weird how history eventually repeats itself. Yeah, Nelk Boys are fire. You guys should go like and subscribe to the YouTube. Fucking, what else? Tory Lanez, bro. Tory Lanez. He said he was going to expose Interscope. Everybody knows Interscope is everybody knows the music industry and everything like that. Damn, they took NLE Chopper. Yeah, they did take NLE Chopper's shit down. And Illuminati out here working, cuz. Hey, Benini, don't you be a meanie. Hey, Benini. Fucking song's been stuck in my head all day. Hey, Benini. Come and be your meanie. Fucking. Motherfuckers still talking about Tyler, Drake being booed at Tyler shit. Get over yourself. Damn. Yo, people in the media. Oh, dude. Oh. What happened this week? Or today, actually. What? The baby's dick pic leaks? I didn't see that because I'm not looking for that. Pause, big pause. Dude, I was scrolling to Twitter and I heard something about Logan Paul. What the fuck are they talking about? Because I just finished watching his Impulsive show. And all I see is some dudes getting, some two dudes, one dude is on top, like throating at the bottom, throating some dude. And they said that was fucking Logan Paul. That shit was fucking hilarious. I was scrolling through Twitter. I'm like, this shit on my... How does this shit get on my fucking newsfeed? Who do I follow? I gotta go through my follow shit on Twitter. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's called Benny Worldwide. That's B-E-N-N... What is it? That's B-E-N-N-Y-W-O-R-L-D-W-I-D-E. And subscribe. But yeah, you should go. All my handles, even my Xbox, Benny Worldwide. Yeah, I'll be playing games. Like and subscribe to my Twitch. It's also Benny Worldwide on Twitch. Feel me? Yeah. I'm trying to make some dollars off everything. I'm trying to make dollars off gaming, music, podcasting. Besides Orbis shit. This Orbis thing, this little company I've been working on, Orbis, it's gonna have everything. For all things media, baby. Yeah. Trying to get on Switch game, bro. Playing games, I feel like you have to be decently good. Honestly, you don't even have to be good. People who just fuck with you, because I've seen celebrities play games, you're trash. And people still tune in more than, at most streamers. Because you're a celebrity. And that's what happens when you're a celebrity. You get hella people wanting to see more in your life. If like Wiz Khalifa, he does day-to-days. He does vlogs. Well, technically, those are vlogs. So technically, Wiz Khalifa is very smart. But if Wiz got into playing video games, then it's game over. Game over. The Offset, Lil Xan, and who just signed? One person just signed. Not signed, but he's Logic. Logic, of course. I'm surprised he didn't start Twitch earlier. He looks like the nerdy type of kid. But if Wiz, that he does vlogs already, most rappers, if they started doing vlogs, most big rappers, if let's see if which rapper's out there? I know Almighty J, is that his name? Almighty J. Dave, is that his name? I feel like there's more to his name. Oh yeah, and what's your fucking little group? It's Almighty J. It's what's Almighty J. Why is the only person I can think of? That other dude with the dreads. Damn, I'm fucking getting old, bro. I don't even know the fucking names. But that Almighty J makes vlogs. See, he makes vlogs, and that's how I remember his name. You have to put out so much free content for the people, and the people will come back. That's what Gary Vee said. You gotta make yourself accessible. People always say, like, oh, you sold out. Yeah, sold out. Sold out of Walmart, nigga. What the fuck you talking, bitch? Like, that's what I'm talking about. People have such a broke mind state. It's actually really very weird. Very weird. That's like the America program that citizens would be fucking idiots. Ha ha! Zing! Yeah, but gaming is going to be big. I'm trying to get into gaming. People think you got to be good, but you just got to have fun with it. You just got to have fun. People always take that shit seriously. Those are people I love to play. Well, not most, but like the people I usually use to play games are always like that. Always like that. And they just dick ride like one person because he has a stream or something, but he's not even big. That shit's kind of funny. Niggas out here dick riding, bro. Dudes dick ride more than chicks. In 2020, I'm gonna officially say dudes are more emotional than. Chicks are emotional. But dudes are definitely more emotional lately than chicks. Yeah, niggas need to get their money up. Niggas need to work together. I just out here strange for plus mine. Strange plus mine. I only use like 30-minute podcasts. It's perfect too because I can just add an intro of one of my songs in the beginning. And boom shakalaka in the outro of song. Boom shakalaka. This podcasting thing is kind of fun, though. Blueface. What's Blueface up to? Sorry to argue a little, Duvall. In a way, Blueface is kind of right, but he's not talking about money, I guess. He's talking about spitting, like, gangster shit on music. Comedians, when they come and speak in gangster shit, they're not going to get taken seriously. But is Lil Duval really give a fuck about singing gangster shit? Like, well, the song is Smile, Bitch. And that's probably have more influence than Busta. Well, I won't say Busta. Because everybody's saying Tatiana now. But then again, I don't know. The real question you gotta ask yourself is, does Benny give a fuck? Does he care? Does it matter? Always have a quote that I always live by. Mind the business that pays you. That's why if you're not allowed in someone's club, if you're not getting paid from someone anywhere, anyhow, anytime, if you were not partners with someone benefiting off something both sides, because in order, it's not just about you benefiting from them. It's about them also benefiting from the situation. It's a tit-for-tat situation. people get mad at people for using them. But you didn't come with a, you didn't notice you're being used, and you didn't come with a proposition. With a deal. You gotta make deals. Out here, you gotta make deals. It's easy to make deals. You gotta give one to get two. People don't notice. But people will never know. People have a couple of people like them and ride their dick. But those people have basically nothing going on. They don't pay your bills. They don't do shit. I think that's what people have it fucked up at. People care about people that don't, that's outside the circle. I'm like, yeah, like, you gotta be compassionate and shit, yeah. What's that Apocalyptica song? Now that Jesus wasn't there, when the world comes crashing down, I will be there. The song out of me. And I'm not Jesus. Jesus wasn't there. Yeah. What's that song? Apocalyptica, right? Apocalyptica? It was Fisher Quartet. Dirty little secret. Dirty little lies. And then you remember me. Oh, this song. This is always a throwback, bro.
Dirty little secret, dirty little lies. See your prayers and comb your hair, see your soul tonight.
Well, retail is fire, I'm not gonna lie. That song was decent. Those dudes play whatever that big ass cello. They all play cellos, I guess. It's like a cello heavy metal band. Cello heavy metal band. That's so fucking hilarious, dude. Alright, I'm gonna end the podcast right here. Whatever you do, stay strong, stay bold, stay dysfunctional. Nah, I'm not doing that outro. You gotta be fucked up. The fuck do I look like? Alright, peace, bitches. Like and subscribe to my Twitch, Benny Worldwide. Like and subscribe to my Instagram, Twitter, both Benny Worldwide. Like and follow. Follow at Orbis Media, Snapchat, Orbis Media on Instagram, Orbis Media TV on Twitter, and we're coming out with a new website. I'll put all this content there. It'll be like the hub central of everything. But thanks for listening, man. There's more to come. We're going to start doing videos very soon. Get this thing on the way. 2020. Big things, man. Big things. Big things, man. All right, peace, bitches. Big things.